Downtown Kent, Ohio, sits next to the Cuyahoga River and the railroad tracks. It's a quaint college town with an active mill and small, locally owned stores. Walking into the Kent Natural Foods Cooperative feels like a step back into the 1960s. People are laid back and helpful. The store is small, cluttered with things like organic fruits and vegetables, dietary supplements, and locally baked breads. Employee Egrain Wilmont says the cooperative is about more than just food. It's got a social mission.
People need food to eat and to make a lot of money off of other people's need to eat food, to me seems like patently unfair. You know, everyone needs to eat and everyone should have healthy food.
More than 30 years ago, the cooperative started as an informal buying club. Today, it's got hundreds of members. The store is open to all shoppers, but customers are encouraged to become members. To join, you pay a one-time fee of $35 and get a 5% discount off all purchases. The co-op doesn't have a CEO or a business manager. Wilmont says each member is considered an owner and has an equal vote at quarterly meetings.
And people who are interested come to the meeting and say their piece. And actually, that means that people have quite a bit of power as far as how the cooperative runs if there's something that they don't like, because they have an audience. They have to be listened to. People will hear them, and people will try to reach a compromise.
But Wilmont says it also takes them longer to make decisions. And that's a problem today as the co-op faces new challenges. The store is no longer the only place in the area to buy natural and organic foods, and it can't always provide the lowest prices. A large natural food grocery store has opened nearby, and two conventional supermarkets have also opened organic sections. While that's helped broaden the market for natural foods overall, employee Fred Pierre says it's bad for business at the co-op.
The sales at the co-op are down. Sales have been down. We are thinking that maybe it's the competition from the other stores that are now selling natural food products.
Analysts say natural products are the fastest growing segment of the food industry. The market for dietary supplements, organic and natural foods has risen more than 20% each of the past 5 years. Frank Lampe is with Natural Business Communications, an industry journal. He says the growth is bad news for small stores.
It's going to be tough for them to compete. And there's many models for that. If you look at the hardware industry, you look at the drug industry, you look at the stationery industry, all of those areas used to have very small mom-and-pop corner stores. And now you don't see those anymore. You only see the very, very large stores.
Since the big stores started selling health foods, sales at the Kent Co-op have been steadily dropping. So now the co-op is making some changes to try and reverse that trend. They're making the older store look cleaner and brighter. They recently repainted and reorganized the herb section. They may start cooking classes. And after 30 years of a cash-only policy, Egrain Wilmont says they may start accepting credit cards.
There was a strong, vocal minority of people who felt that accepting credit cards for food was a bad idea because it was encouraging people to use credit to buy food. We shouldn't be making those kinds of decisions for customers. And, you know, most of our competitors offer this, and I think we should too.
It's too soon to tell if these changes will be enough to keep the store afloat. Other cooperatives have made more drastic moves to stay in business. In nearby Akron, the co-op closed its store and moved its products onto the shelves of the local supermarket. Akron co-op manager Nancy Wolf says they're making more money now, but she says they've lost the community feel of a smaller store.
You know, we had to make compromises and things changed, and that's one of the things that has gotten kind of trampled on, I guess you might say, in our transition over here is, you know, trying to recapture that community feeling.
Employees at the Kent Co-op say they don't want to become part of a money-making supermarket. They say it defeats the purpose of a nonprofit cooperative. They're in a tough spot, though. They're trying to sell good food at low prices and to make decisions without a financial manager, all while competing with the big businesses of the food industry. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant in Kent, Ohio.
That was pretty good.